All right, Alexander, let's talk about the imminent, according to the United States, the Pentagon, State Department, according to Israel, the imminent attack, retaliation, actually. They never talk about that, do they? The collective West media, they never say why there is this fear of Iran hitting Israeli infrastructure. They never mentioned the fact that an embassy in Syria, Iranian embassy in Syria, was hit by a missile. Anyway, what do you make of this story about this imminent attack on Israel from Iran, which we're at the moment of this recording, we are waiting to see if it happens, I guess. I mean, so far nothing, but we're waiting.
That's exactly right.
Yes, I mean, or no.
We've had days now in which we've had warnings that an attack is imminent. There was a warning about, I think, 2 days ago that it was about to happen. That, you know, literally within the next few hours, it would about to happen. It hasn't happened. Predictably, entirely predictably, you know, I was reading on Zero Hedge that, you know, people are going out saying, you know, or the usual officials, that the reason it hasn't happened is because Iran has been deterred by warnings from the United States against doing this thing, you know, carrying out this retaliatory attack. Now, I'm going to say a few things. The first thing is, Iran will be entirely within its rights to conduct a retaliatory attack on Israeli military facilities, including in Israel itself. A couple of days ago, and nobody denies this now, Israel attacked Iran's embassy in Damascus. Attacking an embassy, killing senior people in it, including two generals, is an act of war. That is a straightforward act of war. It would justify a declaration of war. It would also justify a retaliatory attack. I think that most, in fact, all international lawyers would probably agree, provided the counterattack was proportionate, I think that Iran would be justified in doing that. You're quite correct when you say that nobody wants to talk about the fact that the only reason we are in this situation at all is because Israel launched that attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus. However, there hasn't been an attack so far. And in order to understand why, I think we need to understand why that Israeli attack on that embassy building took place in the first place. The Israelis are laying a trap. They want Iran to strike or try to strike at Israel in some way, because Israeli plans, what the Israeli government wants to do, they've already got a debacle in Gaza on their hands. They've been fighting in Gaza for 6 months. Exactly as we said would happen on the Duran. They haven't destroyed Hamas. Hamas is still there. Exactly as we said on the Duran, world opinion has turned strongly against them. They are hugely isolated. Exactly as we said on the Duran, there's now massive political pressure on the administration in Washington, and Biden has been forced to allow a ceasefire resolution to pass through the Security Council. So the Israelis are finding themselves increasingly in a corner, and they're doing again that thing which we also feared might happen in a situation like that. They're trying to expand the war and to involve Iran in this conflict directly and to drag in the United States. Now, the Iranians, who are extremely savvy people, they can understand that. They can work it all out for themselves. They know that a trap has been set for them, and so they're avoiding it. And that's why, for the moment, they haven't attacked Israel. They will respond, as they say, eventually, but they will do it at a time and place of their choosing. And I think for the moment that will hold.
Yeah, what was the... I mean, okay, we know the purpose of the attack, but did they really believe that Iran would fall for this? I mean,
Well, people you know, believe
it sounds very amateurish in a way, doesn't it?
It's very it does. It sounds pretty desperate, actually. By the way, you know, Israel hasn't officially admitted that it carried out the attack, though everybody knows it. Unofficially, they've admitted it, but officially they haven't. And they've never provided a reason for doing it. I've been reading people, you know, telling me that this is a command center, that Iran was waging some sort of proxy war against Israel from this embassy building. I don't know what proxy war people are talking about, but anyway, that's what people say. But it's important to stress, Israel itself has said none of this. They've not acknowledged that they even carried out this attack. But put that aside, you know, when people are up against the wall, and I think in Israel, they increasingly realize that they are, that diplomatically, things are not working out for them, to put it mildly. I mean, international opinion has turned solidly against them. American opinion is starting to fracture. American support is not looking quite as strong as it used to. Opinion in Europe has collapsed. The military thing isn't going well. Well, people in that kind of situation who don't want to pull back become increasingly desperate, and they do increasingly reckless things in order to try to expand the war. Now, the other thing is this. The Americans ought to be warning the Israelis against doing this kind of thing. There's no sign that the administration is. And unfortunately, there's every likelihood that there are other people in Washington who are urging them to do precisely this, to try to start this conflict against Iran. There's stories that the Israeli Air Force is already rehearsing strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities within Iran itself. And to be frank, I doubt that Israel would have done this unless they received some kind of green light or urging from their friends in Washington.
Yeah, I just want to say that at the time of this recording, an attack has not happened.
No.
So I don't know. Maybe an attack will happen. Maybe.
Well, exactly.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, exactly.
But the whole thing is the whole thing feels very manufactured. Iran's going to attack Israel, and then the entire collective West, from Sunak to Macron, they all sent out warnings to Iran, don't do it or else. It definitely feels manufactured, and they definitely want to pull in Iran into this to pull Iran into this conflict, because everything else is going so horrifically wrong for them. But Biden, you know, he was asked a question when he was with the Prime Minister of Japan during the press conference about a possible attack by Iran. And instead of Biden just saying something like, you know, we're discussing this with our allies, and that's all I can say for now, he committed the U.S. to strike Iran if Iran were to do something to Israel. Once again, just amateurish, stupid, bungling statements from Biden and his White House, boxing the United States in, which I'm sure is something that the neocons absolutely welcome.
Absolutely.
You know, they welcome Biden making these statements and committing the United States to essentially go to war against Iran if Iran were to do something to Israel. When Biden should have just kept his mouth shut.
You're completely right.
He didn't need to say anything.
Well, I think this is something people in the United States need to understand, including people in the political class. What the United States is saddled with at the moment is a president who constantly writes and gives hands out blank checks. He did that to Zelensky, of all people, in the summer of 2022. When he said, as long as it takes. He did that to Netanyahu in October when he said, we're with you all the way. And he's just done it again over a conflict with Iran, where the first blow was leveled by Israel. Now, you're absolutely right. So far, the Iranians have not responded. Maybe they will. I mean, you know, the pressures on them should not be underestimated. I mean, there'll be a lot of angry people in Iran including within, you know, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, two of whose generals were killed. There'll be criticism. There'll be demands of retaliation. So, you know, there'll be those stresses as well. They must also say to themselves, if we don't do something, then we are inviting further attacks by the Israelis and others on our other embassies and other buildings as well. So at some point, the Iranians will respond. I mean, they've already said that. They are trying to find some way of avoiding doing that. They've suggested, they floated the idea yesterday, that there should be a statement from the Security Council, the UN Security Council, condemning the initial Israeli attack on their embassy in Damascus. It's an option, a simple statement. The Israelis wouldn't be happy, but it might diffuse the situation. It would assert the Vienna Convention. It's the kind of thing the United States perhaps ought to think about doing. But instead, what we have is the president goes out again and signs and hands out a blank check. So the Israelis know perfectly well that, you know, if there is now going to be an Iranian attack on themselves, even if the Iranians try to calibrate it to keep it as moderate as possible, or try to launch it through their proxies, through Hezbollah or a militia in Iraq, or the Houthis, perhaps, whose missiles have already managed on one occasion to get through to Israel. Even if the Iranians try to do it in that kind of way, the Israelis have in effect been publicly told by the president of the United States, well, we're with you all the way. If you attack Iran, our support for you is cast iron.
The worst foreign policy White House ever in history. One final comment. It's correct to say that Iran has on record by the U.S. State Department, Iran had no connection with Hamas with regards to the conflict with Israel, because you read a lot of analysis from the collective West media. And what they're trying to do now is they're trying to connect Iran to Hamas in order to justify Israel's action on the embassy, and in order to justify the comments that Biden made with regards to ironclad support for Israel, and to justify a potential conflict war with Iran by saying, well, Iran, they're the puppet masters behind Hamas. But I think it is fair to set the record straight, to state it on this channel, that even the U.S. State Department, I believe it was the State Department or the Pentagon or the White House, they're on record saying that Iran had nothing to do with the events of October 7th at Hamas. Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. We discussed it on our program.
Because people forget that.
Absolutely.
People forget that fact.
Yeah. Absolutely. We discussed this in our programs at the time. And we also pointed out that this absolutely makes no sense at this particular point in time for Iran to support that kind of thing. In 2023, up to the 7th of October, Iran had a really successful year. They'd buried the hatchet with the Saudis. They'd got entry into the BRICS. They'd negotiated a big arms deal with the Russians, and their economy was booming. Why would they jeopardize all of that by instigating an attack by Hamas on Israel? And they are not the big funders or backers of Hamas anyway. Qatar is. This is the other thing people always overlook. The money that Hamas works from, its biggest paymaster, is not Iran. It's Qatar. And this has been the case all along. Now, you know, there's all kinds of reasons why Qatar itself has been involved in all of these matters. Because, of course, Qatar wants to, you know, is itself engaged in some kind of struggle with Saudi Arabia for leadership of the Muslim world. We don't need to get into all of that. But the point is, you're absolutely right. Iran, we have it from the Americans themselves, were not involved in the event of the 7th of October. So people who say that they're waging a proxy war against Israel are simply wrong. The Americans have told us this. It makes no logic from an Israeli point of view. And as I remember, and this I'm not quite so sure about, but even the Israelis at the time, back in October, were conceding it.
Yeah, I think there was some sort of statement. I don't know if it was an official statement or not, but there was a statement coming out of Israel that said something along the lines. But definitely America conceded it.
Absolutely.
The United States said that they see no connection between, at least with regards to the
defense or
the terrorist attack. They see no connection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Had there been evidence about it, we would know it. It'd be all over the place. I mean, we would not be looking at the situation 6 months later and, you know, having this kind of discussion, because we would be in a completely different situation now from the one we are actually in if the Iranians really had a hand in the events on the 7th of October. There is no evidence that they did. It makes no sense that they did. And the Americans at the time straightforwardly said that they didn't. It's astonishing that people go back on all of that and won't acknowledge the reality of it.
Yeah. All right, we will end it there. The Duran.locals.com. We are on Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, Telegram, Rockfin, and Twitter X. And go to the Duran shop, pick up some limited edition merch. Link is in the description box down below. Take care.